Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Sunday, August 17th. Happy Resurrection Day. We are starting two new books today. In fact, we have a new Bible reading plan. If you need to print it off, it is on the church website, or you can just email me and I'll send it to you. Our first new book is Isaiah. Often, Wayne, our pastor, will say, you should read Isaiah. You should read Isaiah. So we're going to read Isaiah. Well, we're going to read snippets. We're going to read at least a section of 8 to 12 verses a day from each chapter of Isaiah. And as I often do when we're starting a new book, I commend to you the Isaiah summary video on the Bible Project website. So I just Googled The Bible Project Isaiah, and the video comes up. They do an excellent job of kind of boiling things down. But because Isaiah is such a large book, there are two videos. I just watched the section today about everything through the 12th chapter in Isaiah. And here are some of the thoughts that I gleaned as we look at the context of this wonderful book. Isaiah is a book about judgment and hope. The authors of the Bible Project said that it has a complex literary design, but in chapters 1 through 12, we can boil it down to visions of judgment and hope for Jerusalem. First, Isaiah starts with God's accusation of the people, and he says he's going to send a nation or nations to conquer Israel. It's going to be like a purifying fire. Then in chapter 6, there's this grand vision that Isaiah has of God on his throne, and he sees, Isaiah does, how corrupt he is, and yet God purifies him in that moment. And he tells him, you're going to go and tell these people and warn them. But his warning of the incoming judgment has a paradoxical effect. It hardens the people's heart. And then Isaiah talks about that Isaiah is going to be cut down by these nations, and there's going to be an image of a smoldering stump. And in that little stump, there's this holy seed, this new growth, this small shoot. And we know that this is King Jesus who is to come. This is a prophecy about one who will bring justice in his kingdom and peace. But the question is, when will that happen? And so that's what the first 12 chapters of Isaiah are about, roughly. We're going to try our hardest to kind of understand a nugget from each day. And as we do, we pray, Lord, that you would teach us from your mighty, holy, and beautiful word. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. I'll be reading in the New Living Translation this week. These are the visions that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. He saw these visions during the years when Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were kings of Judah. The title in the next section says, A Message for Rebellious Judah. Listen, O heavens, pay attention, earth. This is what the Lord says. The children I raised and cared for have rebelled against me. Even an ox knows its owner, and a donkey recognizes its master's care. But Israel doesn't know its master. My people don't recognize my care for them. Oh, what a sinful nation they are, loaded down with a burden of guilt. They are evil people, corrupt children who have rejected the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel and turned their backs on him. Why do you continue to invite punishment? Must you rebel forever? Your head is injured and your heart is sick. You are battered from head to foot, covered with bruises, welts, and infected wounds, without any soothing ointments or bandages. Your country lies in ruins and your towns are burned. Foreigners plunder your fields before your eyes and destroy everything they see. Beautiful Jerusalem stands abandoned, like a watchman's shelter in a vineyard, like a lean-to in a cucumber field after the harvest, like a helpless city under siege. If the Lord of Heaven's armies had not spared a few of us, we would have been wiped out like Sodom, destroyed like Gomorrah. For our New Testament reading today, we'll be in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Now, for the book of Acts, we will read in succession. So we're going to read every word of this book, hopefully, and we'll be reading day by day in the story of the Acts of the Apostles. Tomorrow, I'll share more about the book of Acts. Verses 1 through 5, the promise of the Holy Spirit. In my first book, I told you, Theophilus, about everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving his chosen apostles further instructions through the Holy Spirit. During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. And he talked to them about the kingdom of God. Once, when he was eating with them, he commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Fun fact about Mary Splawn, she loves the book of Acts. I cannot wait. It's action-packed and it's really fun to read. As we read, Lord, help us to see your Holy Spirit and your apostles at work. And help us to remember that you are the same God today, that you are working in our midst. May we see you and your Spirit at work today. Our final passage is from Psalm 36, verses 5 and 6. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice like the ocean depths. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. I always think back to that third day song, Your Love, O Lord. This is what it says. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice flows like the ocean's tide. And I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. Will you pray with me? O Lord, yours is a covenant and unfailing love. It's as vast as the heavens, and your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Lord, we thank you for being righteous and your justice flowing down. We pray, Lord, that as we read your word, you would fill our hearts with joy. Help us, like the disciples, to remember that your Holy Spirit lives within us. And help us to be a prophet like Isaiah and someone who sings your praises like the psalmist. Whatever my brothers and sisters face on this Monday, I ask that you would make them aware of your presence. Clarify in their minds their purpose as followers of you. Remind them of their identity in Christ. And help them, Lord, to belong in the people of faith and to help others belong there as well. Lord, we ask for encouragement along the way, and we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.